News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock, rain and 60. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy, rain heavy at times, a high today 65. Rain likely as it turns colder, down to 35 tonight. And a bit of rain and maybe some snow tomorrow morning. Otherwise, variably cloudy, a high tomorrow 38. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
There will be stepped-up security at St. Joseph High School today following a threat made by a student yesterday. St. Joseph Public School Superintendent Ann Carden says she's been told by police the threat is not credible after they interviewed several students. St. Joseph Public Safety Chief Brian Urich told parents in an email from Carden, "There is no immediate danger to students, and it appears to be a miscommunication based on overheard conversations and posts on social media." The superintendent adds that in light of the Florida school shooting last week, the district understands that parents have a tremendously heightened sense of concern, and that's why the city's public safety department will have officers at the school today.
The annual performance evaluation of Benton Harbor Area School Superintendent Shelley Walker is now being worked on by the Board of Education. However, the board is facing one complication.
Walker is currently suspended for an unspecified investigation. Trustee Joseph Taylor tells us the board will just have to get materials for its evaluation from the acting superintendent, Patricia Robinson.
I'm fine. I mean, sometimes you have interruptions, but through interruptions could come some greatness. So we just hope for the best, and we'll continue to do what we're sent here to do.
The board has to evaluate the superintendent each year under a 2012 state law. Last year, Walker was rated as effective, with the board giving her a 75%. The school board met with a representative of the Michigan Association of School Boards Monday to start work on that evaluation. It should be finished next month. Andrew Green reporting.
Firefighters worked last night to battle a fire at a Coloma restaurant. Berrien County Central Dispatch telling us firefighters responded to El Asadero Mexican restaurant on North Pawpaw Avenue. Witnesses reported a large amount of smoke and said it looked like the fire was toward the rear of the building. No word yet on the extent of the damage.
State Representative Dave Pagel says his experience in public service sets him apart from other candidates for the Michigan Senate in the 21st District. The Berrien Springs Republican is looking to replace State Senator John Prose, as both lawmakers are term limited out of their current seats.
I feel like I have a lot to give yet. I'd like to use the experience that I've gained to this point in the House and my prior service, things I'd like to accomplish yet.
Pagel has served as a county commissioner, a school board president, and a state representative. He tells us that prepares him for the state Senate.
The Senate tends to be a little bit more experienced group. Almost all the members of the Senate are former House members, so I think I could step into that Senate seat and supply some leadership.
Pagel says restoring funding to public education is a top priority. He feels the legislature has siphoned money out of the school aid fund inappropriately. Pagel is running against State Representative Kim Lasada in the GOP primary for state Senate.
Truck weight restrictions are now in effect to avoid damaging Michigan roads. As the weather begins to warm up, the restrictions are imposed on all state highways from the Michigan, Indiana, and Michigan-Ohio state lines north to Muskegon County.
Michigan State Police is in charge of enforcing, motor carrier division is in charge of enforcing these things. And it's a routine thing that all trucking companies are aware of, and they are usually very good about listening to the advance notice and paying attention to it.
Dan Weingarten is with the Michigan Department of Transportation, says effective immediately, trucks exceeding 14 feet in width, 11 axles, and 150 feet in length are not allowed on state highways.
Consumers Energy aiming to completely eliminate coal from its energy portfolio in the coming decades. Spokesman Brian Wheeler tells us the utility announced several long-term energy goals yesterday.
By 2040, we expect to be done burning coal to generate electricity. In addition, we're going to be reducing our carbon footprint by 80% and really looking to go more in the direction of renewable energy.
Wheeler tells us consumers have 5 coal plants in Michigan. They'll be shuttered in the coming years. He says solar energy is going to be the big focus for the utility moving forward because costs have come down and customers support the idea. By 2040, Consumers Energy wants to generate 40% of its power from renewables. WSJM News Time, 6:04. It's 60. Friday on Wall Street, the Dow up 19, the NASDAQ down 17, the S&P 500 up 1. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, turning grief into action.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C. But most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, 60 degrees. This morning, young survivors of the South Florida shooting spree will attend the funeral of a friend who was killed last Wednesday at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. They'll then board buses bound for the state capitol.
Douglas High students intend to engage lawmakers in a conversation about the availability of guns. Republican State Senator Dennis Baxley insists firearms are not the issue.
It's a behavioral issue. It's not a hardware issue. And what we have to do is figure out how to interrupt an incident so it doesn't become a massacre.
Still, he has pulled from consideration a proposal to allow designated licensed school staff members to carry concealed handguns on campus. Baxley says lawmakers, quote, weren't ready for that conversation. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Broward County, Florida.
There are large majorities of Americans who say neither President Trump nor Congress are doing enough to try to prevent school shootings like the one that took 17 lives last week in Florida.
A majority of Americans said stricter gun laws could have prevented the Valentine's Day massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. But a new ABC News poll also found them split on which laws should be strengthened. The poll found an outright ban on assault-style weapons split the country evenly, just as it did the last time we asked in 2016. Improved mental health screening and treatment led the public's preferences for action. Less popular was allowing teachers to carry guns. 77% said Congress isn't doing enough to prevent the next shooting. 62% said the same of the president. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
An Illinois man has been charged with kidnapping an 11-year-old Florida girl he met while posing as a teenaged girl on an internet gaming network. Police say 24-year-old John Burns took the victim from the Orlando area up to Georgia, where the two were found by tracking the girl's cell phone. Orange County, Florida Sheriff Jerry Denning says the young victim has been reunited with her family, and investigators are trying to determine if Burns pursued other victims.
He may have been out trolling the internet under the guise of being a child, and there may be other victims.
Dennings adds the girl is lucky to be alive.
A high-tech company in Chicago is paying Silicon Valley wages for its workers.
If you work for Basecamp, you may be getting a raise.
Even though we don't have any employees in San Francisco, we're a completely distributed remote company. We are switching to paying everyone as though they work in the most expensive tech hub in the world.
Co-founder David Heinemeier Hansen.
Compared to a lot of our peers in the industry and compared to other companies who service the same number of customers that we do, we have far fewer employees. And since we have fewer employees, we can afford to take really good care of them.
The company recently implemented a mandatory maximum 40-hour work week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Another bronze for Team USA in figure skating ice dance.
The gold here going to Canadians Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer after a powerful final performance. Their emotions flowing as they received their scores. They now have 5 Olympic career medals. For the U.S. siblings of Alex and Maya Shibutani taking another bronze. They won bronze in team skate earlier in these Olympics. Americans Madison Hubble and Zachary Donahue finishing in 4th place, just shy of a medal. Alex Stone, ABC News, Pyeongchang.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. Men's college basketball last night, Miami beating Notre Dame 77-74. And on the ice, the Kings beat the Blackhawks 3-1.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.